Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Hi, Mom. Is Dad here?
If you need me, I'll be shaking nervously in the corner booth.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Just some workers putting up a fence.
And here I thought it was me.
I've met pit bulldogs with better attitudes.
Men are rodents.
Perhaps.
Caramel topping, and there you have it, Charles. The world's best ice cream sundae. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the most important part. The cherry drop.
The what?
The key to any great sundae is the cherry drop. You hold it up over the sundae and drop it right in the middle. There's not a man, woman, or child in Odyssey who can drop cherries like I can. Right, Whit?
What was that, Connie?
Here goes. Yep, plop, right in the middle. What a shot.
Mr. Whittaker, might I have a word with you
about this? Hey, nice shirt, Eugene. That looks good on you. Okay, who wanted the banana split?
Excuse me, Miss Kendall.
I just said I like your shirt.
And what exactly is wrong with it, might I ask?
I said I liked it. It's nice.
Uh-huh. Miss Kendall, I assure you that I am quite capable of recognizing sarcasm when I hear it.
I was being serious. I like your shirt, Eugene. Lighten up.
You're saying you just complimented me?
Well, your shirt, yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker, but I think I feel faint.
Oh, hey, Connie, you wouldn't be excited about your dad coming today, would you?
My dad? Is he coming today?
When's he getting here again?
8 minutes, 47 seconds.
Well, it'll take you that long to get home. You better hurry.
You're right. I'll see you later.
Have a good time. Oh, are you going to be able to teach the Bible study Tuesday night?
Yeah, sure. My dad's leaving Tuesday afternoon.
Do you have a topic yet?
Well, no, but I'll think of something.
All right. See you next week.
Hi,
Mom. Is Dad here?
Actually, he's...
Oh, that's right. He said he'd go to the hotel first. What's the number there?
Connie, your father's not here.
He's not? Something wrong?
No, he's fine, but he's not coming.
What? Why?
Well, he had to stay in California. April's mother got sick, and she's in the hospital. He had to stay.
So, what, he's not coming at all?
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay.
Now, he told me to tell you he's very sorry. You all right?
Hmm? Yeah, I'm fine. It's okay, I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay. I'm just gonna go sit on the porch for a while.
All right.
Hello there, Connie.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mitchell.
Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Seems like every time I come out here, you're sitting on your back porch.
At my age, most everything that's interesting to you can be seen from your back porch.
Really?
Of course not. I just like getting out in the fresh air.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Just some workers putting up a fence. My son's idea. I don't get around too well anymore, and he thought it'd be a good idea to put it up to keep out thieves and such.
Oh.
Don't like the idea much myself. My son seems to think it's necessary.
How often do you see your son?
He visits me every Sunday.
You get to see your son every week?
Sure.
What if he's busy some Sunday?
Yeah, he usually makes time somehow.
Must be nice.